Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum.
Well, Tatum is a company that supplies chief financial officers to small and medium-sized businesses and also performs consulting projects serving the office of the CFO for small, medium, and large businesses. And so it's an outsource of CFO talent.
As I used to say when I was a consultant, I was a vice president you can rent.
Yeah.
And you guys are kind of like that. So
well, that's the way it is. And this year we merged in with a company called SFN, formerly known as Superion,
right,
listed on the New York Exchange. And so we're a division now of SFN, a great personnel placement outfit.
But the website is still TatumLLC.com.
It is.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. You can find the survey there. Sam's always great to allow us to cover the survey and to post it on our website. Sam, you know, I typically don't get all worked up over exchange rates. I know they come and they go. They're up and they're down. They're very complicated, hard for the average person to understand. But something's happened this week that's kind of unprecedented in some ways. For one example, the U.S. dollar is on par with the Australian dollar today for the first time in 27 years.
Yeah.
And there are other statistics out there about how the dollar is weak or is measured against other currencies in a weaker position in 10-year lows, 17-year lows. What's going on, Sam?
Yeah, all-time low against the yen at about 82 yen to the dollar. Here's what's going on. And first of all, when our dollar goes down, it means that we can sell our goods to other people at better price. We're more competitive globally in our exports.
It's good for exporters, yeah.
Our imports become more expensive and our exports are less expensive. So there's some good news in that. The problem is other countries will then go, well, we're at a disadvantage and they may lower their currency values.
Right.
But what we're trying to do in our administration is trying to stimulate our economy. And part of that is a monetary policy where they flood the banking system and the money system with lots of money, lots of dollars. And it's the old demand and supply thing where there's a greater supply, let's say, of dollars than there is demand for them, then the value of each dollar goes down.
But, Sam, that's exactly what Greenspan did in the late 90s, in 98, and it created a bubble in stock market. That's exactly what he did after 9/11, and it created the last decade and all the problems that came home to roost in 2008. I mean, isn't this going to be a problem?
I think it will be a problem in the sense that as our currency deflates, it causes inflation. If our dollar doesn't go as far as it used to go in the purchase of goods and services, then that's inflation, and we frankly expect a rise in inflation as a result of the declining dollar.
So a deflated dollar creates inflated products and services.
Yes, it does. All our imports will cost more, even though it's good for our exports. And,
yeah.
And so it's a mixed thing. We look, we all as people, as citizens and all, look to our government to try to do what, you know, to stimulate the economy, and this is one way that they hope to stimulate the economy. The question will be, can they unwind it when the economy gets
well? They haven't seen
enough.
They don't have a good track record of that. Sam, as a small business owner, what does this mean to us?
Well, it means first of all, if we're international, it's good. Second, the global events, including the problems in Greece and Portugal and Ireland, the European problems and all that, those problems are kind of remote right now. So my advice is, first of all, be aware generally that there could be a surge of inflation. Be aware and be prepared for that, build a contingency into that, and be sensitive to your pricing. But secondly, look close to your own business and your customers. Stay close to what they are saying to you as to the reality, because it's all theory until it comes home. So,
well, inflation has been, I can't even hold your coat when it comes to understanding these things, Sam. But I do know my instincts after being around the marketplace a long time is that we've got inflation coming at us. And one of the things that I'm kind of happy about for small business owners is those of us who've survived are not heavily leveraged.
Yes.
So don't get leveraged, folks, too much, because if inflation comes around.
Even as individuals, first, companies are doing a pretty good job of staying unleveraged, but also people are de-leveraging.
I got to wrap it up, Sam. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Sam Norwood, folks, with Tatum LLC. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.